Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Siskiner here with a bonus episode of Rob Has a Podcast this week. And today we are going to be speaking to two wonderful women from the world of Survivor. First up in this podcast, we're going to be speaking with Jillian Larson. Of course, she was from Survivor Gabon, but is much more known these days for being the organizer of the Reality Rally. She's going to call in to talk about what's going on with the Reality Rally that's new here in 2016 and catch up about everything that she's doing down there in Temecula. Of course, this year's Reality Rally is coming up next month in April, so we'll hear all about that. Then we are going to be speaking with one of the finalists from Survivor Redemption Island and one of the players who was up for Survivor Second Chance, but now she's up for something that she definitely is going to be in, and that would be the LA Clippers Dance Squad TV show. Coming this Tuesday, Natalie Tenorelli is going to be joining us to talk about her new project, which is going to be airing on E! This Tuesday night on the LA Clippers Dance Squad reality show. So first Jillian, then Natalie. If you missed any of the Survivor podcasts this week, we had some really good stuff that between know-it-alls, double exit interview, really had a very fun recap with Aris and voicemails with Jessica Lease. Go ahead and check those shows out before we get into next week, where we catch up with Josh Wiggler in the Wiggle Room and David Bloomberg to talk about why the latest players lost the game. And of course, you won't miss any of it when you subscribe to Rob's a Podcast. Go to robsawebsite.com/iTunes. All right, everybody. I'm very excited to bring this woman back to Rob Has a Podcast to talk about Reality Rally. And I feel like this is at least the fourth or fifth time that we've done this, talking about this event. But it's one of the key reality events every single year. Please welcome back a woman that Josh Wiggler recently said is on the second boot Mount Rushmore, the great Jillian Larson.
Hello, Rob, and hello, all the listeners for Rob as a Podcast.
Did you know that, Jillian? Yes. That Josh Wiggler from Parade.com recently named you to his second boot, Mount Rushmore.
I love that.
With Billy Garcia, and Vince Sly. So, one of the greatest second boots of all time. And Jillian. Well, but Jillian, that's so not even a big part of the story anymore, because what you've done with the Reality Rally has really become the headline when we talk about you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, Rob, I was talking to Mike Holloway yesterday and talking about the opportunity that we have in our hands, having been on Survivor, to do so much more with it. And, he's been doing a lot of charity work himself. So, you know, briefly recap, as some of your listeners may not know, even though I seem to repeat it myself all the time. But obviously you heard I was on Survivor. I was on Survivor 17. I tried for 8 years to get on, and I could never understand that driving passion that was pushing me to do it, because I really didn't know much about this afterlife of Survivor at all, and it wasn't to be famous. It actually became a challenge to even get on, because as you know, Rob, which, by the way, I'm sure people know that Jeff told you that, or told you in the world, that you were the best player. What did they say? The best player never to have won Survivor.
Something like that. It's not important anymore, Jillian.
But that, yeah, but that's fun. You're on Rushmore and you're the best player that didn't win. So anyway, I tried for 8 years. I played for 6 days. I was booted second.
Yes.
I lost 12 pounds. And I had a 5-week vacation.
Yes.
So during that time, I thought, what can I use this experience for? And my one daughter had written a letter in my luxury item, which was a book, which we didn't get to take, but I had it with me, obviously, once I was off. And she dotted a letter by highlighting parts of the book. And it was a letter from home, because she knew that they'd take a letter, so she put one hidden. And two things in that letter struck me. One was honor yourself. And I had. I really didn't have too much good stuff to say about the tribe I ended up on, which I believe was also part of this whole path to get me off second so I could do something with it. And the other thing was, this isn't over. There's something more around the corner for you with this. So I said, what is it? So I spent 5 weeks walking 5 hours a day in the jungle and on the beach, and created Reality Rally. I realized I now belong to the reality world. I love the town of Temecula and the valley that we're in with all the other towns. and I love Michelle's place. So I pulled all three together, and we do this huge event. We're going into our sixth year and raising money for Michelle's place, which is a breast cancer resource center in Temecula. Michelle was a young woman who died at 26 because when she was 19, she found a lump, and she was told, don't worry about it. So this went on for several years, and she eventually had, they explored it when she was 23, and it was too far gone, and she passed away at 26. We also do the event in the honor of three people who all died of misdiagnosed cancer, in honor of them and a tribute to everybody that has this happen to them. So the other one is Jen Lyon, mm-hmm. who is one of our contestants from Survivor from Palau, I believe it was.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Yeah. And then the other is a brother that I had in South Africa who was misdiagnosed with pancreatic cancer at 56. So wow. And Jen's family come every year, either the mother or father or her brother and all of them or one of them, but they come every year because they love that we honor Jen's memory through an event with Reality Stars. So it's a three-day fun event. I'll highlight what it is because a lot of it is similar, but those who are listening may not know it. What we've added this year is a lip sync showdown.
Okay.
This is on Thursday night at Palomesa Resort, where all the stars stay. That's the host hotel. And it's a public versus celebrity competition. So it's up in the wedding tent. It's going to be live streamed globally and filmed, obviously, with us. We have an imagery team that captures everything. And we're taking up to 16 groups. It can be either a single performer or a group of up to 8, because that's just what the stage holds. It is free to enter, and it is free to attend. There will be food and drink available for people so that they can sit and eat and drink while they're watching this ridiculousness happen. So that's going to be very cool. And that is on Thursday the 7th. From 6 to 9:30.
Yeah, just back up a little bit because we have all the time we get new listeners who may not even know exactly something about the Reality Rally, but maybe not exactly what it is. But it is basically a big reality convention where people are going to be coming in from all these different shows over one weekend down in Temecula, and there's all these different events which you can participate in if you want to come down here. So that kicks off that weekend on that Thursday night.
Correct. Okay. And, backing up a little bit as well, this year we're bringing 109 reality stars from 40 different TV shows. It's
wow.
Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother, Big Brother Canada, Bar Rescue, Naked and Afraid, Chopped, Health Kitchen, MasterChef Junior, just so
Utopia?
many shows. Utopia, yes, thank you. Yeah, it's like crazy fun. And the reason we do that, well, first of all, I'll mention that the reality stars have to raise a minimum of $500 for Michelle's place to attend. And then we do cover expenses with either ticket sale, price money that comes in, and also sponsored, things like we get partially sponsored transport, etc. But they have to raise that money because it isn't just an amazing, fun, huge, wonderful, fun time. It's a fundraiser. And
Rob, right.
You know, we'd be flooded with people coming to have a good time if they didn't have to, what I call, earn their way to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have to raise it. And I also like to offer this to people from shows that people like. I mean, I didn't know perhaps about Bar Rescue several years ago. And some people don't watch Survivor, but they love Bar Rescue. So we offer an opportunity for the public to come and talk to these stars about their shows. You know, how was it? What was it like? I think we have 4 people coming from Naked and Afraid this year.
And they're going to wear clothes?
Yeah. Everybody has to.
Okay, they have to wear clothes. That's one of Jillian's main rules.
Well, actually, talking about that, I'm not a moral policeman. But we do have a standard of conduct because I'm very, very protective of our event. I don't want it to stop because of somebody's whatever. I'm protective of the name that we project through us for our charity, our sponsors, our town, and everything. So
right.
I must say that EJ, who was on Naked and Afraid, he just can't keep his shirt on.
Okay, that's fine.
Always coming off.
Because you have Richard Hatch there every year, so you have to maintain very strict guidelines because that he would he would do the whole reality rally naked if you let him.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Poor old Richard really got labeled with the naked guy. As you know, he is pretty awesome. He's just such a nice guy.
Yes, especially now that he lost all the weight, Jillian. I'm sure that he's even wants to get naked quicker these days.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I tell you what.
Show
I
off.
I think that Naked and Afraid is really Survivor. A survival. I mean, that is really all about survival. I would love to do that, but just not naked.
So, Jillian, if you had a chance to go on Naked and Afraid and you could raise money, it was some sort of celebrity edition, you could raise money for Michelle's place, would you go on Naked and Afraid?
I actually possibly would.
All right.
I mean, you know, Rob, you know, I don't know if you know, but I'm now 69. And,
Whoa, Jillian.
I was 61 when I got on Survivor.
But, okay, that's the right age for Naked and Afraid, I think.
Very true. And it would be Naked and Afraid geriatric version, so that could work. Yeah, you know, I would do it because I love the survival aspect of it.
Yeah.
And it's not being naked out there that bothers me at all. I mean, that could be quite freeing.
So what is it that bothers you?
The fact that there'd be a cameraman following me. And secondly, just I'd be a little concerned they wouldn't remember the blur, we'll call it the wobbly part. Anyway, yeah. So, that's funny. And yes, I probably would. Yeah.
And you would be great at tracking down all that dung, right? The elephant dung that you'd be able to find, and that would be useful on Naked and Afraid, too.
Yes, it certainly would be. So, yeah, I could do all of that. Now, the first thing I'd make is shoes. But there's no way I'd be walking around getting thorns and hookworm and everything in my feet. But, you know, I don't know, Rob, if you know, but a big part of me going around to collect elephant dung was certainly because I know it's nature's best bug repellent. And look at people's legs and bodies when they're on Survivor. They get bitten to pieces.
Yeah.
But secondly, I was looking for idols.
Oh.
And I knew that nobody would follow me looking for elephant dung because they were all rolling their eyes like, oh, God.
Jillian, look at you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I mean, the part that really amazed me was I was looking in broken down tree stumps and there was one big sort of half burned out tree in our camp. Now, I mean, here I am looking in this stumpy tree just in our camp. And nobody even thought that I wasn't looking for elephant dung. I mean, how on earth would elephant dung be in that tree?
Well, Jillian, you're like the Russell Hantz before Russell Hantz. Well,
yeah, but yeah, I hope my behavior is better than this. Yeah. So that's what I was doing, was looking for, yes, I was collecting elephant dung, but I knew nobody'd follow me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Jillian,
do you know how much money that you've raised for, and Reality Rally has raised for Michelle's place over the years yet? Do you have a running tally?
You know, I've got to put all that together sometime because people always ask me. Each year it's obviously increased. I think the first year maybe it was like 30, but I would say we're going into our sixth year, and I have to say that this has become one of Temecula's signature events.
Mm-hmm.
Getting off the track here, I would say that over the past 5 years, we've probably raised several hundred thousand.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's huge. But, you know, Rob, I have to tell people, everybody kind of says, you know, Jillian's event. What I consider Reality Rally just recently won the Temecula, Visit Temecula, which is the old Convention and Visitor Bureau, the Tourism Professional of the Year Award. And obviously was given to me in my name because I'm the Ronald McDonald reality
spokesperson.
There you go. Yeah, I'm the whatever. But, you know, to me, that was so significant because it is so recognized. It was at the 50th gala event of the Chamber of Commerce, the Temecula Chamber of Commerce, with about 600-700 people there. And to me, that was amazing that Reality Rally has become so recognized and valued in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could acknowledge all of the people that make this happen.
Yeah.
It is such a big event, and it's even bigger since you were here. that it takes a village to make it happen. And
wow.
That's why I don't call them tribes. I call them teams, because there's no I in team. And we all are volunteers. I have about 70 people on a production team who all have a piece of this, and they call it their own. We have somebody that runs this and somebody runs that. I obviously oversee stuff, but it's awesome to have these wonderful people all helping an area and calling it their own. And then during the weekend, we have about 300 volunteers altogether.
Yeah.
So this is a huge we event. And it would still be in my head in the jungle if I didn't have all the help we have.
Yes. I think that every year, because of the success of this event, I think that maybe it should be part of the reality rally that you should honor or pay homage to the Fong tribe in some way. Because if they didn't decide to vote you out, then this reality rally would have never happened. Right, Jillian?
Well, actually, you know, that's exactly right. Randy Bailey is coming back again this year.
Honored guest, so Randy Bailey.
He had contacted me, I don't know, months and months and months ago, and said, you know, I really want to come back again, because he was there 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I actually helped him raise his money last year by being on podcasts begging for money. So, because, you know, he was just, well, it's Randy Bailey. I mean, I like Randy, and it's fine. But,
we love Randy.
You know, he was,
right.
Yeah, I love Randy. But he was this, you know, grudgy old curmudgeon-y man that called me a useless old woman. So I helped everybody. I helped by being on podcasts, begging for money for Randy so that when he qualified to come, I could present him with a T-shirt that with a picture of me on it that said, I bow to the goddess of Gabon. So, yeah, I did, and he had it, and he got it. And I gave him a bucket of elephant dung. So I gave him two of those things.
Yeah.
I got this bag of dried elephant dung that certainly looked like pot, but it wasn't. So anyway, he's coming back again. And he sold a picture from Heroes and Villains to raise the funds to get him here. And I helped him do that on eBay. So he's coming. But I do. And so when we did a blog, we do blogs, by the way, everybody. If you keep an eye on realityrally.com and our Facebook, but look on there and click on blog, and you'll read some wonderful stories about people and, you know, who are part of this. But when I did a blog story about him, I said that this man was responsible for Reality Rally. He is responsible for Reality Rally. Because
Randy is?
Partly because he was so
instrumental
towards me. Yeah, instrumental. And then, of course, Crystal, I, you know, attribute the event to her as well.
Yes.
Because I actually didn't know. Yeah, here's an Olympic gold medal runner that was 31, I believe, and I was 61.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know I'd beaten her in the first running challenge. I thought I was dead last, but I discovered later, I mean, when I saw it and people were telling me, that I actually beat her and Susie.
Yes.
So I think that she kept thinking, because she kept telling everybody in the tribe, because I'd hear her speaking to everybody, oh, I've got to get rid of her. She's just too freaking happy. And freaking wasn't the word she used.
Yeah, she was jealous.
And I think it might have been that, you know, I was 61, and if I was going to be showing her up, it would be sort of embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Randy's calling me a useless old woman and stuff like that.
Well, but maybe Temecula should commission some sort of a statue to Crystal, Dan, GC, Ken, Maddie, Randy, and Susie, the seven people that tried to vote you out and formed the reality rally. They never expected that so much good would come from that vote.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
I mean, that is so true. And
we honor them.
Happened, actually, yeah, and I do believe that, because I know if I was on the Coda tribe, they were so much more like me. Because, I mean, the Fong tribe, we were a mixed bag of broken toys or funny, you know, it was just not the best thing for me.
But okay.
I think it was destined. Because, I, you know, I knew Crystal was a gold medal runner before I went in. I'd found her on the spoiler site, and she'd been at my casting. So I thought, aha, this is going to be Africa, and I'm not that great on land, but I'm like a fish in water, and I can balance, and I can do puzzles. I could do everything else well, except running. So I thought, gosh, I've got to pick. It was a choice of either Crystal for her running, so it could complement my weakness, or a good-looking guy.
Dan?
God, that's too out of...
Dan,
no,
Kay?
Not Dan, the other one.
Maddie?
He's on my side.
Maddie?
No, not Maddie. No. God, what's his name?
Marcus?
The Reality Rally. Marcus. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, Marcus. You think I'd remember your name forever. And I also mention it every time I do speaking engagements, which, by the way, I've just done like 460 speaking engagements. And I talk about Marcus the whole time.
Whoa.
I didn't pick the cute guy. I picked Crystal. And again, I do believe that some spirit up in the sky was directing this whole thing for me.
So, Jillian, I know that you add more and more stuff to the Reality Rally this every single year. What else is going to be new this year in addition to the lip sync battle?
Okay, so on Friday, I take everybody to Michelle's place because I want everybody to see the charity, meet the family, see what services they provide, and see a video that makes them all cry, and I love that because that's why they're there. Then we go off to Wilson Creek, and this is Friday the 8th, and the party goes on from 5 to 10, and the reality stars start out by going on the red carpet there. We have two bands playing. We have Johnny Fox and the Saturnettes, and we have the Great Oak Jazz Band. We have about 14 restaurants all around Temecula area with different kinds of food, because it is an amazing race kind of game the next day, so I like different cultural foods at Wilson Creek. And then there's a casino night. And the casino night goes on for about 3 hours of the event. And all the food is free. Well, it's not free. $25 at the online and $30 at the door. And that includes all the entertainment, the opportunity to be on the red carpet. The casino, you have to buy casino cash and you have to buy your own wine. Okay. We have two amazing opportunity tickets this year. There are the regular casino prizes and many of them are just awesome. But what we have that we're going to be selling separately is one is an 8-day whitewater rafting trip in the Grand Canyon on the Colorado with the Grand Canyon Whitewater Rafting Company. And then the other one is a 6-day, 6-night stay at a luxury safari lodge in South Africa, and that's Zulu Inyala. So those are two wonderful, wonderful opportunities for people to, you know, win these prizes. And both of them are way over $5,000 each. And both of them are a trip for two. Zulu and Yala, well, both of them do not include airfare or transport to get there and do not include alcohol. But otherwise, everything's included. So then this party goes on from 5 to 10. And then there's an after party at Palo Mesa Golf Resort. And that actually is free. That is where the stars are staying, and the Palo Mesa puts on a really nice, fun after party after 10. So that's great. And then Saturday morning is, we've moved the game to the morning, and that's the amazing race kind of game.
Yes.
I was just actually in a real estate office talking to them. They have two teams in, and they're challenging their office to put in more teams. So what that is, and this is all of what you're hearing me talk about is open to the public. That's the reason we do it, so people can come and have all this fun and help us raise money for Michelle's place. So it's an amazing race kind of game all over Old Town Temecula through 14 different challenge checkpoints, which are put on by the theater, the History Museum, the Children's Museum, the Stampede, a karate school, a high school, and you name it, all kinds of different things where people have to do fun things. And they're not just like swing a hula hoop 6 times. It's a lot of fun. Like, you have to go to the market and find the vendor that you need to and do something that they instruct you to do. And it's crazy. So we're going up to 80 teams this year.
80 teams. Wow.
80 teams. We had 69 teams last year.
That's like your lucky number, Jillian.
Oh, you're right. You forgot about that. So that was doable. I mean, imagine over 300 crazy people running all over Old Town trying to win this amazing race kind of game.
Jillian, do you remember the year that I came in last place in the Reality Rally with my team? Do you remember that year?
Actually, I absolutely do. And not because you were lost. I just remember it was on that side there where you were coming up to the film festival area. And I said, oh my gosh, there's still another team coming. And you all looked so dejected.
Yeah, what happened? I don't know. Why did we do so bad?
I don't know. I don't know. But you know what? Again, it's sort of like being on Survivor. It's not that you got booted first or second or third. First of all, it's the fact that one gets on at all. And secondly, I actually like it when people do not necessarily win the divisions in Reality Rally. because it means that they had a much calmer experience.
Yeah, we had the most fun, I think.
And that's the thing, when you're not crazy and running, and because you don't have to run. I designed this game so any age could do it.
Stop and smell the roses. That was our motto that day.
Thank you. I'm so pleased you did, because that's what I designed.
Yes.
It was something that people could, as long as it's done in the time frame. I mean, we can't be there a week later, but as long as it's done in the time frame. But this year we actually have a team. I've opened up a division. Everybody plays against everybody else, but I've opened up a division that highlights other charities in the area, and they are vying for the charity chalice, and they can promote their charities through us by being on the website linked to their website, and then they will have their charitable organization information available. And we have one team that is got two members that are going to be in the team in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
Dogs. Yeah. So the wheelchairs and the dogs will be playing the game, and then they obviously have fully able-bodied contestants of the other two. Because somebody's got to be able to do, you know, here and there, there's something that has to be done that does take somebody physical. But not that physical. I mean, it's not crazy. It's not like leaping off the, you know, four buildings.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, so that's great. And then that goes on from, we started 9 with opening ceremonies, the mayor, the senator's office, the children's choir, Trooping of the Colors, honoring the military, introducing the Watsons and the Lions, things like that. And then at 10 o'clock, it takes off with a fun skit. We've now, I don't think we had a skit the year. We just had the gunfighter shoot it off when you were here those years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be careful,
so
Jillian.
Two years ago, we blew up a safe on the balcony of City Hall. That's where the clues were. And that's how they distributed the clues. And then the following year, last year was Back to the Future theme. So we had a long string tied up to the clock.
Oh,
like
wow.
Movie. Yeah. And then the bad guys came to try and steal the clues. And so the clues were hooked to this long string, and it was being pulled up towards the clock. And Doc didn't, he came in his DeLorean with the clues. And he didn't want the bad guys to get the clues. So he shot it down with that big gun thing that he has in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Clearly it wasn't the real Doc, but he looks just like him.
So you had a Christopher Lloyd impersonator.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. He's one of those people that own movie cars and do all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, he shot the box, and the box kind of blew up and dropped all the clues out. So we have another fun opening this year, and I don't say what it is, because otherwise it won't be
spoilers.
But there is one. So when that is all done, everybody goes away and gets cleaned up, and the stars go back to the hotel to clean up a little bit. And we took the second night away from, not that we took it away, but the second night had traditionally been a second party at a winery. Mainly because the wineries were saying, hey, could you come and have a party at our place? We'll give you the venue for free. But then I thought, gosh, you know, this is a family-friendly area, and I want something that's family-friendly. So last year, and again this year, will be the same. From 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, we gate the whole of the City Hall area, and it's a $10 entry, 5 and under are free. And you come in, and the 109 reality stars are all lined up signing autographs, and the book is a $3 purchase, but otherwise it's only $10.
Okay, so the autograph signing is in the afternoon now.
Yeah, we moved it to the afternoon.
Got it.
So then we have characters for families, in case they don't care about reality stars. We've got Elsa and Anna and Olaf and Cinderella and Prince Charming and a bunch of those people, about 15 of them, for families to come and meet them and have pictures. And then we have kids' family games. We've got a robotic school, egg drop, cartoon stand, the local pageant queen show, you know, talk about what they do, and they play some sort of a game with the kids and families. And then up on the steps of City Hall, we have 7 performance groups. This is all going on at the same time, all for just $10.
Wow.
The performances are like the Great Oak Step Team, the Resonate singing group, the Temecula Youth Symphony, 2 dance schools, 2 Hawaiian dance groups, 1 kid, 1 adult. So that's all fun, and that's all going on too.
Okay.
And then all of that ends at 6. And then from 7 to 9, we have the Celebrity Chef Showcase. And we're going into our 3rd year with that, and it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is we have 14 chefs that are coming from 8 different cooking shows, and they're going to be in the culinary competition paired with each other, randomly drawn in heats. So there are three heats of three tables of two chefs competing to cook something that's been directed to them out of a mystery box of equipment to make something, like make something for dinner.
Yeah.
Then they have to collaborate. They have to go to the pantry, which is behind them, stocked with all the food stuff that they could use, also provided by our local merchants and farmers. And then they have to get a piece of cooking equipment from the cooking equipment stand, which is all plug-in. They have to cook it, and then they have to plate it and present it to the panel of dignitary judges who are in the front, and that's all in 15 minutes. So that is fun and crazy. And that goes on for 2 hours from 7 to 9. And then at 9:30, we clean up and reality rallies over again for another year.
Okay. Well, you got a really great lineup again, all of these people from, I mean, that the people that listen to this show, they probably are most interested in the Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother, Big Brother Canada. Lots of exciting people coming out there. Who are some of the, you have any first time people that haven't been to the reality rally before from those shows?
We do actually. We've got about probably 25 or maybe 25-30% of the people coming. Several from several of the most recent survivors, seeing as though, you know, that is one of the bigger features for your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Dale Wentworth's coming, Kelly Wentworth's coming.
Both Wentworths.
Mike Holloway's coming. I'm sitting in my car in a parking lot about to go.
Well, I have it open. So lots of people from this past Big Brother that was on. I see Becky. I see Meg. I see Jason. A lot of people from Big Brother Canada 3 are going as well. I know our own Jordan Parhar is going to be there.
Yep.
So yeah. Sarah Hanlon, the winner of Big Brother Canada 3. So lots of people. Big Brother Canada is 4 is on right now. So a lot of people are thinking about that.
Yeah, so if people can see everything that they want to see on realityrally.com, click on the Reality Star tab and then look down at the menu and it's a Reality Star lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can see all of the people that are coming. And if they want to know more about those stars, they click on the star's name and it takes them to the bio. And then the other thing is the Reality Stars had to qualify to be here with their 500 on February 10th. But they're all still pushing for fundraising, obviously for Michelle's Place benefits, but it's also for levels of recognition. On April 2nd, we have to kind of tally up all the amounts that have been raised, and the stars that are at certain levels get different certificates and different recognition in different places, Michelle's Place, the red carpet, etc. So if anybody wants to donate even a dollar or five or ten, please go to realityrally.com, go to Reality Star Lineup, look for some of your favorite stars, click on the donate button. It'll take you to Network for Good, which is our fundraising platform, and it's all tax deductible because this is a charity, and just add a few dollars. And like I was just saying to the real estate office, even a dollar. Some people don't want to donate because it's $1 or $5 and they feel it looks like so cheap. But who knows? Michelle's Place can provide a mammogram for an underinsured person for $400. And who knows if that $1 was the one that actually made $400 that saved a life by early detection.
Yeah.
So please, a dollar is great. Give us whatever you can. That's pretty awesome.
All right. Well, Jillian, you do such a great job with the Reality Rally. Everybody always has a great time that goes down there. For more information about Reality Rally, go to realityrally.com. You can see all the people that are showing up this year and find out more about how to get tickets for all the events. And Jillian, I really do think that maybe we should we don't want to take anything away from the fundraising, but maybe we should start a separate Kickstarter to commission that statue of the Fong tribe for Temecula right there in the town hall square, that it's been such a boon to the city of Temecula. Maybe we could just get a miniature statue of all those people from the Fong tribe.
Yeah, you know, that's a funny idea, but who knows? talking about Kickstarters, 2 years ago, I opened a crowdfunding site. I wanted to raise $25,000 myself. And then when that happened, I was going to have my head shaved on the steps of City Hall right at the beginning of the game in solidarity for all those who lose their hair and what they consider their identity. My crazy wild hair, which was easy, I'd never brush it, became my identity from Survivor. And it would have been my choice to shave it. People who go through chemo have no choice. But sadly, I didn't raise the $25,000. But next year, I'm going to give it another go again, because that's exactly what I want to do in solidarity for all those that lose their hair.
So do you have a separate link for that as well?
I don't have that up this year because I've been too busy with everything else. But next year, I definitely will do it again. And I would love help pushing it to $25,000.
Are you still looking for volunteers for the Reality Rally as well, Jillian?
Oh, thank you. Yes, we are. We are looking for volunteers for Saturday, which is, by the way, the entire date is April 7, 8, 9. But Saturday, the 9th of April, I still need volunteers for the checkpoints. The organizations put on the challenge, like the gunfighters run it, the theater runs it, etc. But just think, 80 teams of four people, we need volunteers to kind of marshal people, like, okay, get in line, quit jumping the line, don't cheat. You're done. Here's your token to move on. So I am looking for lots of volunteers. Go to realityrally.com. Click on the banner on the right that says volunteer here. It takes the person to the volunteer sign-up page. Look for challenge checkpoint monitors and find one of those 14 places and click on volunteer. And we'd love to have you there. And it is so much fun to watch it happen.
And you're still looking for sponsors as well, if there are any businesses that want to go ahead and also sponsor the event?
Absolutely. We're always looking for sponsors, and for two reasons. One is it clearly makes our event happen. We have usually about 130 sponsors. People can see the sponsors on board already, which is the main part of it. Well, obviously, we need the whatever it is people are providing for us. But the big part of it is promoting them. Mm-hmm. So if you go to realityrally.com, click on sponsors, 2016 sponsors, you'll see that all the people that are providing something for us in product, venue, kind, some of it's cash as well. But I love promoting businesses. So if you're looking for a way to promote your business through us, we hyperlink every one of our sponsor logos to their site. And actually this year, one of the things we're doing, we've had in the past the traditional booth where a sponsor can go and stand endlessly and hope somebody's going to come by, and people avoid booths because they're scared they're going to be sucked into something. So this year, we're not actually doing the physical booth. I'm doing what we've called the virtual sponsorship booth. It is time on our live stream. So instead of standing all day, you can sit for about 5 minutes, have an interview, give an elevator speech, talk about who you are and what you do and where people can find you. And that is going to be everlasting because our live stream is archived. It is also global at the time, and it is also connected to Temecula Channel 3 for the entire day. So sponsors will have some extra visibility this year, which I'm loving.
Well, Jillian, I want to talk to you after we get off the call about being a sponsor for Reality Rally this year. So I'm very, very excited to help you guys out with the event, and I hope some more people found out about what's going on this April once again in Temecula. All right, Jillian, anything else you want to let people know?
I think that covers it. It's mostly the tagline is fun for fun. One of our lines is the greatest mistake that people make is he who does nothing because he can only do a little. So I would love everybody to hop on in some way. There's volunteer, there's sponsor, there's attend parties, there's donate, there's volunteer, there's something in it for everybody. And it is all about having fun and raising money for Michelle's Place so that we can have a time of our lifetime, because it is such fun. But we are then providing the opportunity for a lifetime for those that receive services at Michelle's Place. So that's about it, Rob. And I appreciate the time on your podcast, because I know it's huge. I know thousands and thousands and thousands of people listen.
It's fun for funds, thanks to Fong. And you can see it again this April in Temecula. Go to realityrally.com. All right. Thanks so much, Jillian.
Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate it. And thank you, listeners, for listening and supporting Rob and supporting Reality Rally.
All right. Take care. All right, everybody, there you have it. Jillian Larson from the Reality Rally, getting ready for everything coming up next month. I'm not going to be able to make it down there this year, but hopefully we're going to try to be involved with the reality rally in some ways this year, as we always like to do. Okay, before we get to Natalie Tenorelli, of course, this is a season of Survivor. Brains versus brawn versus beauty. And you know that beauty is very important for me. And that's why I want to take a minute and talk about Spin for Perfect Skin. It is the ultimate solution when you are like me and on a journey to achieving perfect skin, because I have the Spin for Perfect Skin brush at my house. Nicole really loves it. Now, I'm a simple guy. I have a simple skincare regimen, and that's why the Spin for Perfect Skin brush is the perfect addition to that regimen. With four unique attachments, I got my light cleaning brush, my deeper exfoliating brush, the body attachment, and the pumice stone, which is very important to me. I can extract bacteria left and right. There is no hidden immunity idol for the bacteria. You'll smooth out the texture of the skin with this travel-friendly, shower-friendly Spin for Perfect Skin. You could save 70% off the original price, which is $100. It's just $30 with our discount. That code is automatically applied at checkout. Go to vanityplanet.com/RHAP. That's vanityplanet.com/RHAP. Use the promo code RHAP and join me on the journey to perfect skin. Forget being on the brains tribe. I will be on the beauty tribe when I go back for All-Star Brains versus Brawn versus Beauty. All right, everybody, I'm very excited to welcome this person back to the podcast. We last spoke with her about a little less than a year ago in the lead up to Survivor Second Chance, but Natalie Tenorelli was not in Cambodia, but she is going to be back on your TV this March 15th as part of the LA Clippers Dance Squad on E! Welcome back, Natalie Tenorelli, Nat 10.
Hey!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very excited. I'm very happy to have you back. I had asked people in our Facebook group about, hey, do you want to hear Natalie Tenorelli talk about her new show, LA Clippers Dance Squad? They said, yes, 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 get her on the show. So very excited to talk with you and want to hear more about what you're doing with this new show, Natalie. First off, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm ready for this show to hit the big screen. I've just, you know, it's been a long process. It's not like Survivor where it's 39 days of filming. It's been about like 8 months of filming. So
8 months.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like a movie.
Yeah, right? Not, I feel like movies are even shorter than that.
Some of them are, yeah.
Yeah.
Natalie, I told you back in May, I said, what the hell do you need this aggravation going to Cambodia to go and do this? And it was brutal conditions, people getting medevaced out of Survivor in Cambodia. So you dodged a bullet with going back there. This is much better for you.
It is, but let me tell you, it has not been easy at all by any means.
Yeah.
It's been obviously a different kind of difficulty, but I think about it sometimes and I'm like, you know what? Like the comparison in, you know, putting your body through all those stressors, it's the same thing with this dance team this time around. It's been crazy.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the show, because I know that you have been one of the Clippers dancers for a couple of years now, but what is this show about? Is it some sort of a competition, or is it just sort of like profiling of what it's like day to day for the team?
So, yeah, I've been on the team for 2 years. This is my third year. We're going through a rebranding of the organization. We have a brand new creative director. We have a brand new coach. So everything is completely different compared to the last 2 years. I kind of like was comfortable and just getting used to the way things were done and excited to just like be a third year veteran and get to enjoy the perks of maybe traveling and getting to do all these things. But now we're all on the same equal playing field, and rookies are treated as veterans. Veterans are treated as rookies. It doesn't even matter anymore. So, and Petra Pope is our new creative director, and she is one tough woman. She does not take anything from anybody. She expects so much out of us, and she will not accept anything less.
Okay, so what goes on an average episode? Is it just like showing like what the team is doing to prepare for the games?
So basically, it chronicles the lives of seven of us. And there's 20 on the team. So basically, it's just the lives of us outside and inside of the court, basically. So it kind of just goes through like what we do outside of Clippers, as well as, you know, getting along, trying to get along with 20 other girls or 19 other girls, and having, you know, some of the girls have a little animosity towards each other, and we're just trying to work together as a group and A, get the job done, and B, try and enjoy ourselves.
And now, do you guys all live together as well? Is there a house that all the Clippers cheerleaders live together?
There's three girls that live together, and the rest of us are on our own.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do they follow you outside of being on your job at the Clippers?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's just, you know, we're all, it shows our lives, basically relationships, things that happen, tragedies. There's been a lot that's gone down in the last couple of months between all of us. So that's going to be kind of crazy to just like go through all those moments and reliving them, basically.
Wow. So I hope there weren't too many tragedies.
there's one that I can think of that, okay, not particularly happening to me, but one of the other girls. But you'll have to tune in to see.
Yeah. And now, does the show also go forward in real time? Like, for instance, like when the NBA playoffs start, are we following that, or is it everything has already been shot?
So everything has already been shot. I know that it's in the works of maybe possibly going into a season two if things go really well. So if that happens, I'm not sure if we would start filming again during playoffs, or which would be, you know, next month, or if they would wait until there's like the second season, or another season. So that would be like June, July, when tryouts would be.
Now, are the actual Clippers basketball players, are they on the show at all? Like, do we see like you guys talking with like Blake Griffin or anything?
No. So this is our deal.
Yeah.
Unless
get your own show, Blake.
Exactly. This is our time to shine. Thank you very much. But yeah, I mean, there could be some things that happen that I didn't even see. So I know that that's a factor. People always think like, oh, did, you know, do the girls get together with the players, that kind of a thing. So maybe we'll kick that stereotype.
No showmances between the cheerleaders and the players.
Not that I know of.
No, okay. Well, we'll find out on the show.
Exactly.
Now, how did this compare for you? Now, obviously, you've lived in front of a camera for 39 days on Survivor. What was this like to do this show and be back in front of the cameras on a reality show?
Yeah, it was kind of cool because I think I was the only one that really had an experience like that, other than this show. So everyone kind of was like coming up to me, well, like, you know, how did this happen? Or like, you know, how did you deal with this situation or that situation? So I kind of felt like the mother goose of all the girls as far as like how to deal with the cameras. And, you know, it's the same deal. You feel vulnerable, but you sign up for it. So you really can't back away in the middle of everything.
Is there any sort of pecking order among the cheerleaders? Does it go by seniority, or are you all sort of equals and there's a coach who basically, you know, is sort of running everything?
Yeah. So in the past, we've never had captains, never had co-captains. The only like the way hierarchy was built was basically based off of being a veteran, and however long you've been on the team, the more perks you get. So this year, things are very, very different. Like I said, we're going through a rebrand of the organization. So we have all new people in charge, and they have different ideas for the way that things should be run. So, yeah, we have a co-captain, a captain, and I don't know, rookies are now treated as veterans. Veterans are treated as rookies. It's kind of, there's no, you know, it's just not the way it was at all.
Are there any sort of like alliances or anything like that? Like, is there any sort of like a behind the scenes type things where like you, buddy system, anything that's going on with these cheerleaders, everybody gets along?
That's so funny. I mean, we all have our, you know, the best interest, or we all have each other's best interests basically. So we try to stick together as one united alliance, but sometimes people, you know, make mistakes. Sometimes people step out of line. But you know, it's come on, it's 20 girls. Yeah. We're doing the best we can.
Will you get into a fight with anybody on this show?
No.
Or are you so nice you get along with everybody?
I mean, I'm definitely a lot more opinionated. I felt myself really speaking up for myself a lot, which I think people, like, if Survivor fans, knowing me from Survivor or watching, I think that they would be surprised to see that I'm a lot more vocal, and I pretty much tell it how it is.
With all of the people that are on the team, was there anybody that said, you know what, I like being a Clippers dancer, but I don't want to be on the show? Or is it basically the whole team was excited that there's going to be a show from the Clippers dance squad?
It was not everybody was excited. No, a lot of girls did not try out because they, you know, they were concerned that their lives were going to change. And they didn't want to be vulnerable in front of the camera, which is totally understandable.
You get it.
So yeah, we went through a huge, like, there was probably a window of like 3 or 4 months of not knowing if the show got picked up or not. And people were kind of going crazy, just, you know, cause you know, we get stuck in this, and we do it for, a lot of the girls do it for like 3, 1 to 4 years. And by that point, you're just like, you're so used to the organization and you love doing it. And so for a lot of people, it was very difficult to say goodbye because of the show. So yeah, a lot of people did end up leaving, which opened up a lot of spots, meaning that half the team is, you know, it's a brand new team. It's not, usually we get like 2 or maybe 4 new rookies a season. This year, it's much different.
And then, is there a big rivalry between you guys and the Lakers girls cheerleaders?
No. There's really no rivalries there. I actually have a couple of really good friends that are Laker girls now, and used to be Laker girls. But yeah, I mean, I tried out for Lakers. I tried out for Lakers for 3 years and never made it. So finally, I tried out for Clippers 3 years as well. My third year, I made it. So yeah, there's really no, a lot of us jump from team to team. Like, one of the girls is, she used to dance for the Saints. Football. So
yeah,
she actually moved from Louisiana out to LA. So her story is pretty cool, just to see, you know, some Southern girl moving to LA and just the shock of it all.
Yeah. Now, do you guys go on the road with the team, or you guys only dance for the home games?
It's mostly just home games. Every once in a while, like last year, we had a game in Vegas that we flew out for. And then the girls went to China this year. Half of the girls went to China. Half of us stayed back. So there's some opportunities to travel with the team, but for the most part, it's just home games.
Natalie, have you had a chance to watch any of Survivor this season?
I did. So I was actually, last night I fell asleep. I was trying to keep my eyes open. Trying to catch the last episode. But yeah, I've been following a little bit.
Yeah. Now, is there anybody that speaks to you? Because there is one woman that's on this season, Julia, who is also 19 years old as she's playing the game. And they asked her, what Survivor are you most like? And she listed you in her bio.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think she probably said that because of our age, because of the amount of wisdom that you have as a 19-year-old is not totally, you know, I don't know. It's I don't think that if I were to do it again, I mean, I don't regret anything, but it was a young age to be on the show.
Yeah.
So I saw her name and I saw her age. I was like, wow, this girl is in for it. So you haven't really seen too much of her. She's pretty silent, you know, like she doesn't have a lot of confessionals, or we really haven't like gathered a story as far as how, you know, anything. I don't know. Maybe you have caught some more of her, but
look, she hasn't embarrassed herself yet. She's doing fine.
Yeah. And
look, if she could go to 39 days and go to the final three, I think she'd sign on the dotted line right now for that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, this has been such a big year between you and you're back on TV with the Clippers Dance Squad, which is going to be on E! This month. Andrea is also doing great that she's hosting. She's hosting on People.com. Will this also be the year, do you think? Will Ashley Underwood go back onto the scene this year?
Oh, my gosh. Well, she just her daughter, London, is I just talked to her this morning, actually. Her daughter, London, I think, is like 7 months, 7 or 8 months old. So I don't imagine her going out there again, but who knows.
So then did you ever think about, as the show was airing back in the fall, what do you think ultimately would have happened if you were out there? Because I feel like that you wouldn't have been seen as somebody who was probably scheming too much. Have you ever thought about like where do you think you would have finished in this second chance if you went out there?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely put myself in every scenario. Just it was very interesting, actually, to watch the season, just thinking like, what would I have done? Or I think that, I mean, I definitely had a different game plan. I really wanted to prove myself as a competitive player in the game. So I don't know, like maybe I would have been seen as a threat. You really have no idea unless you're out there. So I think that I definitely would have fit in with a lot of the contestants. I think that I would have had a good time with everybody. And but I felt like a lot of the people that didn't end up making the show were kind of the people that I saw myself aligning with. So that was kind of, you know.
Did you have a pregame alliance with somebody?
I talked to a couple people. I didn't make any promises, but I definitely, you know, was talking with a couple people. And it was kind of just like a known
thing. All right, tell us. You weren't even on the show. Come on, tell us. Was it T-Bird?
No.
Brad Culpepper?
Maybe.
Brad, really? You talked to Brad Culpepper?
I actually didn't talk to him, but I talked to him through somebody else. Okay. So that was, I mean, it, and like I said, no promises were made. But yeah, I definitely would have enjoyed playing with Culpepper.
Okay. And also I'm looking at your Twitter right now. I saw you tweeted about the Survivor Prices Right. Did you go out there for that?
Yeah, I did. I went. It was pretty cool. I've never been to a taping for The Price is Right. So that was a cool experience, and got to see a lot of, you know, we're all like a big family. It's fun to see everybody and just talk with everyone and see what everyone's up to now. And I was surprised, like a lot of everyone was just like, oh, congratulations on your new show. Like, we're excited to watch. And that was really cool.
Okay. Well, the show is the LA Clippers Dance Squad. It is going to be premiering on E! This Tuesday, March 15th. Make sure you check it out to see Natalie. Also, you could follow Natalie on Twitter. She's at Nat Tenorelli. Natalie, anything else exciting that you're working on?
No, you'll just have to tune in to see kind of what I've been up to for the last couple of months, and where I'm trying to head next.
Okay. Are we going to see a different side of you in this show? Are we going to, we're not going to look at you any differently on this than on Survivor?
I think you're going to, people will remember the 19-year-old Natalie on Survivor for sure. But I, you know, it's been almost, 6 years? So.
Wait, so are you going to be a villain on the LA Clippers dance squad?
No.
Okay. hold on, Natalie. Is it true that you gave out nicknames to all the other cheerleaders on the LA Clippers dance squad?
Are you kidding me? You just made that up.
I heard that you were very inspired by Philip and that you wanted to give out nicknames to everybody and have your own organization within the organization.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Yeah, you know what? It's funny, like being on Survivor, I'm sure like you get this all the time. Like people think that you're just like out to get them all the time, you know, like you're scheming on the side. I feel like everyone just like has that idea of you once they know that you've been on Survivor.
Wait, that you think that other people are out to get you because you were on Survivor, or other people because you were on Survivor think that you're out to get them?
I think number two.
See, I think that everybody's out to get me. That's much more of what I think.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I think that goes for like the way you played in the game.
You know? I don't know. I see my wife like, I wonder what she's up to. So I never know. All right. So Natalie, thank you so much for coming on. Always very nice to talk with you and best of luck with the new show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's cool to, you know, talk about this and just was talking with you months ago about possibly going back on the show. So crazy how things work out.
Okay. All right. Well, we will see this Tuesday on E! LA Clippers Dance Squad. Natalie, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Okay. You too. Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Natalie Tenorelli, Nat 10, back here on the podcast. Look for her this Tuesday night on E! LA Clippers Dance Squad. Should be fun. Should be fun. It should be interesting to check out. So that's going to do it for me. We'll be back with much more coming up next week. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Go to robswebsite.com/iTunes. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.